I rolled out of bed as usual to go to the bathroom, but when my feet hit the floor, something felt different. The floor seemed spongy, and my body seemed light as a feather, as though not being affected anymore by Earth gravity. I thought to myself. I looked down at my hands, and they were translucent. They began melting away into nothingness. Yikes! Now, this would have normally scared the hell out of me, but since I had read about this and other phenomena associated with out-of-body travel, I realized that maybe, just maybe, I had finally made it out of my body, known this lifetime as John Novello. Now, since my wife passed, I had been reading many books on astral travel and OBEs, as I was in deep grief and desperately wanting to see if it was true, that maybe I could visit her. I then thought, well, one way to prove this is not a dream. If I had indeed, in other words, successfully left my body, was to turn around and see if my body was asleep in my bed. So I slowly and with nervous anticipation turned around, and there it was, my physical body, sound asleep. I thought, wow, this is fantastic. We are indeed separate souls from our bodies. I began giving my etheric energy body commands, as I had studied this is how one navigates when our consciousness has transferred from the physical to the etheric body. And to my amazement, this worked exactly as they described. It was fantastic. Way easier and more fun than moving the gravitational, bulky physical body around. I levitated, flew on command, moved easily through walls, had 360-degree vision, and when I asked to experience my higher self, a question I had read I should ask if I ever successfully exteriorized from my body, and immediately began accelerating through a tunnel similar to the one depicted in the Star Trek series when the Enterprise went from impulse power to the speed of light. Within an instant, I was transported to a sea of tranquility, knowingness, and serenity of beingness where, for the first time this lifetime, I felt inner peace. What an enlightening experience, I thought. Please let me stay wherever I am, please. But that request was a mistake in hindsight, as it catapulted my conscious awareness right back into my body. Damn, I thought. And I woke up wondering, what just happened? It had been too real to be a dream, I thought. Now, as you can imagine, that experience was a milestone in spiritual growth for me. I looked at sleep from a different viewpoint. Instead of going to bed each night to go to sleep, I went to bed to explore other dimensions, the ultimate dimension being the afterlife, the other side, where I hoped to visit and reunite with my wife, who had recently passed. Although it took over a month of continual out-of-body practice and exploration to learn how to travel to the afterlife dimension, it finally paid off one night. I was falling asleep, intending to see my wife as usual. My body fell asleep, but the spiritual inhabitant, that be me, was immediately transported to a new dimension that I hadn't previously experienced or recognized in my other OBE explorations. I was hovering over an impressive, beautiful mansion, which pulled me down to its large 10-foot front doors, which immediately opened, and my energy body floated into the white lobby with high ceilings and beautiful marble floors, with a huge crystal chandelier hanging from its ornate ceiling. I landed at the bottom of a large spiral staircase with black iron railings and looked up, and to my overwhelming joy and surprise, there was my wife walking down the stairs. She looked fantastic. I was about to hasten up the stairs to give her a huge "I miss you" hug when she shouted, I guess telepathically, as we had no physical bodies with ears, "John, oh my God, what are you doing here? How did you find me? How did you get here? Great to see you, but I really don't think you're supposed to be here. It's not your time. She pointed, you must go back now. I immediately felt a pull and swoosh, and the next thing I knew, I was back in my body. Now, although excited and grateful I had succeeded at reuniting with her, I was very upset as A, I didn't get to hug her, and B, instead of her being happy to see me, she seemed startled, confused, and concerned that I was there. That said, she looked great and a lot younger and not at all sickly from the cancer that was eating her alive in the Earth dimension. But to be honest, I just wish I could have stayed with her, but as she said, I needed to go back. It wasn't my time. Now let me back up and set the stage to this amazing incident. I have been very blessed this lifetime with an invisible spiritual friend. Let me explain. Early in my life, I realized I was not alone. Indeed, I had the ultimate best friend, bodyguard, counselor, consultant, and personal life architect ever. Who, you may ask? This companion, if I may dare to say, has been known by many names: God, Jesus, Buddha, the universal mind, first cause, the infinite intelligence, hidden power, the absolute, the silence, the changeless, the ageless, the almighty creator, one great light, universal energy, the one, the force, haha, couldn't resist, higher self, the quantum intelligent energy field, etc. How did I realize this? Well, at 3 years of age, an inner voice for the first time said, point to the TV. I was sitting on the carpet in our living room and watching TV along with my parents. They were watching the Lawrence Welk show, and an accordionist came on the show, which got my attention so much so that this inner voice commanded me to point to the accordion keyboard on the TV screen. Of course, at that age, I had no real powers of discernment, so I simply did what it said. Now, this led to my parents thinking I wanted to play the accordion when, in fact, I was just recognizing the black and white keyboard, most likely from a past life incarnation. Anyway, I eventually found a teacher and began accordion lessons, which led to the piano, the organ, composing, getting into a band, hit records, touring, teaching, writing books, etc. In other words, this spiritual incident at 3 years old was the genesis of my entire music and author career. Now, little did I know, this was the beginning of an amazing spiritual interaction and relationship with the creator of all, the universal mind, which I eventually named the invisible architect, the quantum intelligent energy field that permeates us and everything. And to this day, this continues. This divine voice, which I discovered later we all have, has greatly assisted me in my success this lifetime, and so I was literally told, actually ordered, to pay it forward and write a book about my spiritual interaction with this intelligent energy, which became an Amazon number one bestseller in metaphysics, The Invisible Architect, How to Design Your Perfect Life from Within. But wait, there's even more backstory in serendipity. My first wife was diagnosed with aggressive breast cancer, which we battled for almost 2 years only to come up short. Her body wasn't serving her needs, so she made her transition back home to the afterlife. I was, of course, happy for her ascension, but devastated here in the Earth dimension. But then something very spiritual and incredible happened. I was holding her hand in our living room, and the moment she took her last breath, I heard clearly in my mind, John, it's true. We do live on after our bodies expire. Wow, what a trip. I have no more cancer. We beat it spiritually. She then thanked me for our partnership this lifetime and said we would reunite when it was time. I thought, life is a trip. Her voice was as clear as the voice I first heard when I was 3 and that I had been listening to my entire life. Yet her body had expired in my living room. Go figure. We both knew we had a past life relationship, and thus it was no accident that the universe helped us find each other again this lifetime, as it was meant to be, a pre-birth agreement. Destiny and free will all rolled up into one. I became so obsessed with our after-death communications, ADCs, that I began devouring every book on reincarnation, ADCs, the afterlife, the use of psychic mediums, OBEs, out-of-body multidimensional exploration, past life regression, etc. I read that OBEs could be a way of safely visiting the other side and reuniting astrally with my wife, who I missed dearly. I begin religiously doing OBE exercises every night before bed to no avail, but I was obsessed at seeing her, as the telepathic communications I was still receiving, although comforting, were not enough for me. I wanted more, and more I got. Although it took over a month of continual out-of-body practice and exploration to learn how to travel to the afterlife dimension, it finally paid off when, as I mentioned earlier, I was allowed to visit her in the afterlife. This incredible experience acted as a catalyst, and I began researching the world of mediumship, as I wanted to get more objective proof as to what happened, that it wasn't just an amazing dream and I was a widower in denial. After much research, I decided to do an experiment. I hired many well-known professional mediums to see if my wife would come through. I purposely did not tell them anything, as I wanted her to come through with info that only she and I would know. Now, given I'm somewhat famous, I had to make sure the mediums did not know who they were reading for and/or Google me in advance for info. So as a control, all my readings were done by phone from a blocked number. I also did not use my real name and never let the mediums know who I wanted to come through. The result was astounding, as my wife came through in 8 out of 9 different sessions with information that only she and I knew, thus confirming to me it was her. This was very comforting and helped me move on, knowing that one day we would reunite. I documented all these sessions and put them in my book, The Song That Never Ended, which is dedicated to all those who have lost a loved one, letting them know there is no death, no finality, but a continuation, not only in the hereafter, but in continuing reincarnation and spiritual growth until enlightenment and illumination is achieved. Our songs never end. Then, if that isn't crazy, spiritual, and amazing enough, the story gets even better. A year after my wife passed, something incredible and miraculous happened. The universe sent me another surprise in the form of my first high school sweetheart, Barb Simpson. I hadn't seen her in 36 years, let alone was still grieving the loss of my first wife, while still researching and writing my book, The Song That Never Ended. This was a crazy time for me. The sparks began to fly, and before you knew it, Barb wanted to see me, and vice versa, and so she booked a flight from Virginia, where she was living, to Los Angeles, where I was living, on September 11, 2001. About 5 days before her departure on Flight 77 from Dulles to LAX, my inner voice, the invisible architect, the voice I first heard when I was 3 years old, told me that something was not quite right with that day and flight, and so urged me to have her reschedule. Of course, she thought I was just getting cold feet. I actually had to yell at her to change it, which eventually she did. And it's a good thing she did, because Flight 77 was the flight that left Dulles and slammed into the Pentagon. Yikes. So I went from being a woo-woo widower to hero almost instantly. Now, if that wasn't a sign from the invisible architect that Barb and I were meant for each other, nothing was. I later found out, in actuality, we were twin flames and destined to reunite this lifetime, so we became an item, got married, and had over 20 glorious years together until she made her transition to the afterlife a few years ago. Now, if you are wondering, given my OBE abilities, if I occasionally communicate with her as I did my first wife, well, of course, many, many times. And by the way, She also told me it wasn't my time yet and I had more race to run this lifetime. Now, can you imagine if I hadn't heeded my inner voice? That would have been disastrous. They were both right. I finally realized I had more life to live and more people to serve on this side, and that my loved ones were okay, doing well, and wanting the best for me, and in fact, were helping me in unbelievable ways. Now, I'm being quite busy these days, composing, performing, speaking, and being a one-on-one perfect life mentor using the fundamentals from my Amazon number one best-selling book, The Invisible Architect, How to Design Your Perfect Life from Within. I now know with certainty that we are eternal beings whose songs never end, and we all reunite with our loved ones when it is our time to do so. Thanks for listening.